Canada Post says it's presented its final offers to the Canadian Union of Postal Workers. The offers, according to a news release Wednesday, May 28, consider the recommendations of the final report of the Industrial Inquiry Commission tasked with examining the current collective bargaining dispute and the positions of Canada Post and the union. That report was publicly released May 16. One of the recommendations called for phasing out daily door-to-door delivery for individual homes. The union posted its last negotiations update Tuesday, noting talks would continue Wednesday. It added that a national overtime ban remains in effect. Those best and final offers for the urban and rural units both include a new signing bonus, as well as cost of living allowance payments that would be triggered at a lower threshold. Both would also get to keep defined benefit pension, job security provisions, health and post-retirement benefits, vacation and pre-retirement leave, and cost of living allowance. The urban unit would also get to keep its schedule. Canada Post says workers would gain higher wages, an hourly rate of pay system with breaks, lunches and daily overtime as needed, more routes that maximize a 40-hour weekly schedule, enhancements to pensionable service, 6 added personal days locked into the collective agreement, compensatory time off that can be used in lieu of overtime pay, and a minimum guarantee of 20 hours per week for permanent relief employees. The Industrial Inquiry Commission's May 16 report was released after hearings earlier this year into the issues facing Canada Post and the union. Commissioner William Kaplan was tasked specifically with looking at the financial situation of Canada Post, the company's need to diversify or alter its delivery models, the union's negotiated commitments to job security and full-time employment, and the need to protect the health and safety of employees.